Just a few more seconds and then we'll ask for some feedback.
So don't worry about that. Yeah.
If you'd like to finish your conversation and then we'll come back together.
Can I use the microphone?
Can you use the microphone? Yes, you can, because I'll let you run around everywhere. So we're just going to have a few moments of feedback and just get some answers on what people think.
So guys, we just had a chat. Can you remember what you said? What did you say God does to show his love?
Be kind.
Yeah. And what was the other one you said?
And be love.
Loving.
Yeah, he loves you.
Yeah.
And he cares about you.
He does. What about you, Eldad? What do you think God does to show you?
If you're scared, he saves you.
He does save you and he looks after you, doesn't he? Yeah, you're right. You're right. Gertrude, what do you think God does to show his love?
Help people.
He does, yeah.
Brilliant.
That shows his love. Is there one you can think of, Eliana? What does he do that helps you feel that he loves you?
He answers my prayers.
That's
Absolutely.
A good one. Absolutely. Yeah, we trust him and he answers our prayers, doesn't he? Yeah, thank you.
Fantastic.
Anybody else?
Any big boys and girls want to answer? It's shy this morning.
Do you want to tell me? What do you think God does to help you, Zephaniah? Apparently, Zephaniah said God is everywhere. So that's pretty good, isn't it? Because it doesn't matter how wibbly wobbly we feel when we have a bad day, to know he's there is good, isn't it? Yeah. Thank
Excellent.
You, Zephaniah.
Well done. Well done. So we can see that when we live under God's banner, we carry it into the world. But is God's love temporary? No, it's everlasting, isn't it? So here's another example for you. I've got, just clean it, get rid of the mirror. I've got a marker pen here. So if I write on here, what does that say? Love. Yeah? So I've written love on there, but you know. Not all love lasts forever. You can wipe it out. However, you know where I'm going with this one. I'm just going to ask another question now, though. Mark, I'm going to ask you the question. What can you see in that picture?
Myself.
Yourself. And?
Hang on. Say that again for Zoom.
Myself.
And what else can you see on there?
Love.
Love. So you can see yourself, looking back at yourself, with, as we're trying to demonstrate, God's love looking at you as well, because, I'm glad that worked, it doesn't come off. It's forever. Now I have to say, I may be regretting this next bit. You'll see why in a second. But I do need the boat.
Keep watching.
That should be round, but don't worry about that. If we're talking about God's banner, what did she say earlier about can't get any assistance?
I know.
If we use an umbrella, you can almost say that's a banner over me, isn't it? Because it's protecting me. Yeah? And it's a bit like when it rains, isn't it? When it rains, it's like you're having a hard day or a bad day. It's not a good day. You just want to shelter and hide. But God's love protects us. He is over us. The things you do for church. That was down my back. Ta-da! It's your turn. Oh no, sorry.
What, to get wet?
To be erased. So hopefully you've got the message now. Yeah? Oh, it's not working again. Can you just push me on, please, Doug?
Stop it.
So what I'd like us to do is, do we believe what we've been talking about this morning?
Amen.
Good. Well, let's stand up and declare what we believe then. If we can all stand together, if you're able, and say this. I am loved.
I belong, and God's love goes with me.
Next one, please, Doug. Say it to somebody near you. You are loved.
You belong, and God's love goes with you.
Let's just sit and think about that for a second. Just sit down again, please. Let's just take a few moments of quiet, just reflecting on those two things we've said. I am loved, I belong, and God's love goes with me. You are loved, you belong, and God's love goes with you.
Lord, in this space and quiet, I just want to lift up to you all our praise and thanks. Because without your love, we are nothing. Without your love, we cannot reach out to the world. We need your Christ-given confidence. Yes. And we thank you for everything that you equip us with. And I pray that you will help us to overflow with love, with sensitivity, and everything that we need to make a difference in this world. Father, receive our love and thanks and all the glory, because you are worthy. Amen.
Amen.
Now we're going to show some love for Jacob as we send him our love and prayers. So Eliana, Eldad, Medad, Gertrude, Charlotte, anybody who would like to come and say some prayers for Jacob, we would really appreciate it. And any big people are allowed as well. But we just want to make sure he knows that we are lifting him up. And Helen, and Steve, and Ollie, and the whole family. Okay. Would you like to come and do a prayer for Jacob? If you don't want to, it's fine. Yeah? Yeah? Do you? Come on then, sweetie. Yeah? Yeah? Come on. You want to sit down on the steps, it's less scary then, isn't it?
Key, just 2 seconds. So we're going to send a message to Jacob as well, because we're going to send this to him. So shall I start, then we'll pass the microphone down. Yeah. So this is for you, Jacob. This is because everybody here at King's Baptist this morning are wishing you well and a speedy recovery, and you're sending all God's love and all God's blessings.
Dear Jacob, we hope you feel better so we can help you. We can cover you with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Dear Jacob, we will surround you in the blood of fire. Amen.
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 Dear Jacob, I pray that you get better and I cover you in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Dear Jacob, we pray for you. And we will surround you with fire and surround you with animals. And I'll surround you with my favorites. And they're called the cheetah, the tiger, the lion. The tiger.
Yeah, Lion of Judah.
Amen. Yes, amen.
And my most favorite one, the orca. Oh, blue dogs.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And floating things. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Jacob, we are all lifting you up in heart, mind, body, and spirit. And though we're very reluctant to use it, Lord, we know you've given us authority to pray for our fellow men and women. And in that authority, we are claiming progress, positive progress for you, Jacob. We are praying that God will be in the hands of consultants, doctors, nurses, everybody, and that you will be lifted up, and when the time is right, you will be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour, who shed his blood on the cross for you, Jacob, for your mom, Helen, for your dad, Steve, for Ollie, and for everyone. We give him praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Well done. Shall we give him a round of applause? Excellent. We're going to have our last song now, if you'd like to go back on stage. While they just go back on stage, I could just remind everybody that the card is on the front if you want to sign it and give a little message of encouragement to Jacob. I think him and the family would really value and appreciate that. Thank you.
Father God, thank you for choosing us to be a part of your family. Help us to really experience your love for us as your precious children. When our mind is full of negative thoughts about ourselves, help us to remember we are your children, created with purpose. Let us see ourselves as you see us, not comparing ourselves to others, but resting in my value to you. Lord, thank you. You adopted us into your family. Help us to understand that we have a purpose and that what matters most is what you say about us. Guide our steps today, Lord, that we may reflect your light and live as a true child of God.
Seat. I think we as a church are known for being a praying church, as we've exhibited this morning and when we've had prayer sessions, and prayer doesn't stop when we walk out this door. And there are many prayers going for many people that are going through tough times right now. We haven't prayed for them specifically this morning. So if that includes you, we'd apologise, but you are being prayed for and you are being upheld. Adrian would just like to share with us quickly about prayer.
I'm sorry if I have to stop for a breath. I'm not feeling too good myself, but I want to thank our Lord first and foremost. And you know, God's love stretches out from you, me, and everybody in this room. And on a request that I had for a little girl called Mava, and that name, my dear brother found out, means welcome to life. Well, her mother is named Amy. She's my granddaughter. So Mava is my great-granddaughter. And I requested in our Tuesday group to send a message, which they kindly did. And it was wonderful. And it was accepted with gratitude and love in return. And I can tell you, my granddaughter, I gave her something when she was a teenager and she threw it away, and it sat on the shelf all the time I stayed down in Cornwall with my daughter, and rejected everything that God means to me and to all of us. But she accepted us through her daughter, who was taken down to Bristol Children's Hospital to have a 6-hour open heart surgery, and she's only 3. And she said, I want to thank you for the message that was sent. It made me cry with joy to know that somebody else was thinking of us and praying for us. And that's all I want to say. It does matter. It does count. And we are Christ to the outside world.
We are Christ to the outside world. Because if we're not, we're wasting our time being here today.
Thank you. Bless you. And just to remind people, if you do need prayer, then those that are part of the prayer team have badges on. Please don't leave without prayer. Let's close in prayer. God, we thank you that your banner over us is love. We thank you that we don't have to earn it. Please help us remember that we are loved, and help us to show that love to others each and every day. And Lord, as we go from this place, we know that you are with us. We may not feel it all the time. We may have good days and not so good days. But Lord, we know that you are by our side, and we thank you. And we thank you that your love is everlasting. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Please do stay for teas and coffees and biscuits, especially the biscuits. And let's have some time of fellowship together. Have a lovely week, and we'll see you later. God bless. I've got lots of other things.
There we go. Thank you.